So it's 3 o'clock p.m. Monday, June 20th. I know I haven't podcasted for a while, and I know I took down all the episodes of the podcast. That was because I got into some hot water that I can't really go into. I can't really talk about it. But I thought I should record this little intro because right now I'm going to see the new David Cronenberg film, Crimes of the Future. I'm very excited about it. Plan to post a review of it. I'm standing on a tree-lined street somewhere in the heart of Cambridge near MIT. I don't know the name of the street. I'll be right back with you. So I sustained an injury when I was younger. It's part of the incident that I mentioned. Some things happened as a result of the injury that I cannot talk about, but that I did recently recollect. Sorry about that music in the background. I'm in Kendall Square, that's what it's called. So I'm in Kendall Square. I'm going to the Landmark Cinemas, Kendall Square, to see the new David Cronenberg movie, Crimes of the Future. Right now I'm sitting across from a lab. I guess it's an MIT lab. One of these labs was labeled with Fujifilm. I don't know what Fujifilm has to do with it, but anyway, I'm really excited to see this movie, and I know I'll want to review it later. I've been on a strict regimen. I don't have a car anymore. My car broke down, and I'm in Boston, so I don't actually need a car. So I've been walking everywhere. So that's my cardio. That's my weight loss. I've been doing 25 push-ups every morning before I get in the shower, which is how I maintain my muscle tone. I've been very horny. So many hot girls in Boston. I do have dick issues. I have penis issues. The injury I sustained was to my penis, unfortunately, which is why something happened as a result of it that I can't ever talk about on here. But just know that the person who injured my penis got what they deserved. So, moving on. I'm still capable of fucking, and I am definitely still attracted to women. I'm actually really into blondes now, which I've never been into before. But this cute blonde girl at work hit on me, and I kind of deflected it because I thought I was going to jail that day, so I didn't give a shit. That was the more recent incident, which I also don't want to talk about. I think it's probably fine to talk about on here, but I don't want to talk about it just in case. But that's why I took down all the podcast episodes. That's why I banned myself from social media. I deleted my social media accounts. So I've been writing a lot. I've been working on a novel, and also working on a screenplay simultaneously. I've been on a strict regimen of only healthy foods, lots of fruits and vegetables, not a lot of meat, no red meat, or barely any. Just any foods that reduce inflammation. And red meat causes inflammation, smoking causes inflammation. I bought a disposable vape pen today. I vaped a little oil earlier. I plan to vape some more before I go into the movie. And that seems to be better for inflammation. It causes less inflammation. I've had, you know, some dick pain, but I've been taking a lot of Advil, and I've been taking Azo. And I'm in a pretty good place now. It's helping. I'm back on my medication. I went off it, which was one of the reasons why the incident happened that I won't talk about. The more recent incident, that is. So, anyway, this will serve as the intro. It's about an hour before the movie starts. It starts at 4:10. It's 3:07 now, so I'm gonna take a big old rip off the vape pen and head into the theater. I assume it'll be empty except for me, so I can probably vape right in there. Even if there are people in there, I'll still vape, but I just wanted to get this intro recorded. Yeah, I don't know. It feels good to be podcasting again. It centers me. It helps me. Alright, so I'm super fucking stoned right now. I have about 15 minutes before I can enter the theater. And, yeah, so I'm just waiting till I can. But it's a little difficult for me because my dick hurts. And there's not much I can do about it right now. But the vape is definitely better. And the marijuana actually helps the pain, so it's kind of a double-bladed sword. I don't know what the expression is. Okay, anyway, so I'm staring at this piece of art. I guess that's what it is. I'm at, or rather I'm in Alexandria Center at One Kendall Square. And, yeah, there's not much I can do right now. I just, like, I need to talk. And I also just want to get into the theater. So I can just sit and relax, be chill. Guy said I couldn't go in yet. He said, I think he said that movie isn't out yet, but, the strange thing is that there's only one showtime for it at this theater. And also at seemingly every other theater that it's playing at. Except, I don't know, there was one where it was opening, I thought. Was it Coolidge Corner? But then why wouldn't I have just gone there? Maybe I should check that. Alright, so I'm going to sign off for now while I double check that. Thanks for talking. Yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll kind of get back into podcasting. It's definitely a nice thing for me. I definitely enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you keep listening. I will podcast more infrequently now, for sure. I'm working, I'm living in the city. It's not easy, you know? I'm doing it on my own. I don't have any friends. But now I'm kind of, I don't know, retracing my steps, looking at my past, remembering a lot. And the remembering is helping me move forward. So, okay. Okay, I just checked, and the reason why I didn't go to see the movie at the Coolidge Corner Theater, even though I was in Coolidge Corner earlier today, is that the movie isn't showing until 9:30 at Coolidge Corner. It doesn't have one show time limit, which I mean, also, unless that point tonight, this was not the last I could see it. So, thank you for listening. This is probably going to be it for the intros. It's almost 3:33. Peace. Hey, so I know I haven't podcasted for a while. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Video Nasties, and I'm Max Cherry. But I felt the need to come back on. It's been a crazy, not even a few weeks, it's been a crazy month or so. I am currently living in Boston. I'm currently eyeing Los Angeles as the place that I want to get back to. It's my favorite city on earth. I miss it. I like Boston, but LA is better for me. It's more my speed. So things have been better for me. I went through some pretty serious pain. I was in an accident when I was younger, and I still have some residual pain from it, but I have it managed, and I finally remembered what happened, and I did talk about it briefly on previous episodes, but I'm not going to go into it for legal and personal reasons. I also took down every podcast I've ever posted, took down all my social media. That was for legal reasons, but
Anyway, here I am. I'm doing better. I felt the need to podcast. I know it's been a while. I haven't seen anything in a theater since Crimes of the Future, which I loved. Brett Easton Ellis said it was perhaps David Cronenberg's worst movie. I would have to disagree there. I think in some ways it's one of his best, actually. I see it as kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's like his culmination, his magnum opus. It's kind of, and it's also kind of his greatest hits, also similarly, or, well, yeah, also similarly to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's kind of like, it's his return to body horror, it's everything. I guess you could say in some ways it's everything that makes Cronenberg great in one movie. So that's Crimes of the Future. It's been a while. I went and saw that like a few weeks ago. I almost went to the screening of Jackie Brown, but I decided against it. They had like a, I guess a professor dude, or like a, I guess he's like a writer for, I don't know, some newspaper or magazine, and he was going to intro it and kind of talk about the movie, and then they were going to show this DCP version of it. This was at Coolidge Corner. I decided not to go. If it had been 35, I would have gone. And then today I was thinking about hitting up Jurassic World Dominion, but I think I'll skip it. I hear it's, like, just terrible. I hear it's the worst Jurassic Park movie ever, and I wanted to see it because they get into practical a little bit with, like, one of the little dinosaurs, so I wanted to see that, bringing back some practical effects, but apparently it's just, like, so terrible. I really don't even think it'll be worth it. I mean, I need to save money. I need money for food, and because of this pain, and, like, I'm still, like, a little bit sick with, like, a cold, and I just don't know if I want to go sit in a theater for 3 hours and watch this shitty movie. And I also don't want to support Chris Pratt, who, as it turns out, is an asshole. Big surprise. It's just a lot of things. I mean, I still want to see the movie. I'll check it out when it comes to whatever, HBO Max, but I'm just, like, I'm not going to venture out to see this movie. I also don't have a car, so I have to walk everywhere / take public transit, which hasn't been a problem. It's been fine. I've bought some books to read and just been kind of enjoying my time. Haven't been hitting the library. There isn't one close enough to me, and I don't want to deal with late fees in case those are incurred. I've been doing a lot of writing, watching a lot of stuff here. I'm signed up for all kinds of services. So tonight I'll probably get some dinner and watch something and kind of take it easy. I'm feeling pretty good. Haven't been smoking. I'm not really able to smoke anymore because it causes inflammation and it makes the pain worse, and I just need to stay as healthy as possible right now. So I don't even know if I'm going to post this. Maybe eventually. Thank you for listening. This is Video Nasties. Peace.